Brilliance Audio presents
Private Scandals by Nora Roberts. 2 Pop, Private Scandals, Part 1. The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Lewis Carroll. Chicago, 1994. It was a moonless midnight in Chicago, but to Deanna, the moment had all the makings of high noon. It was easy to see herself in the quietly dignified, stalwart Gary Cooper role, preparing to face down a canny, vengeance-seeking gunslinger. But damn it, Deanna thought, Chicago was her town. Angela was the outsider. It suited Angela's sense of the dramatic, Deanna supposed, to demand a showdown in the very studio where they both had climbed ambition's slippery ladder. But it was Deanna's studio now, and it was her show that garnered the lion's share of the ratings points. There was nothing Angela could do to change that, short of conjuring up Elvis from the grave and asking him to sing Heartbreak Hotel to the studio audience. A ghost of a smile flitted around Deanna's lips at the image, but there wasn't much humor in it. Angela was nothing if not a worthy opponent. Over the years, she had used gruesome tactics to keep her daily talk show on top. But whatever Angela had up her sleeve this time wasn't going to work. She had underestimated Deanna Reynolds. Angela could whisper secrets and threaten scandal all she wanted, but nothing she could say would change Deanna's plans. She would, however, hear Angela out. Deanna thought she would even attempt one last time to compromise, to offer, if not friendship, at least a cautious truce. There was little hope the breach could be spanned after all.